evening, Glassboro. John Rowley from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's my pleasure to be your overall effect music adjudicator. October 21st, 2017, at a Cavalcade Band Sanctioned Show. I'm looking at repertoire effectiveness and performance effectiveness. Have a great show. Play well. Okay. A strong forte. Okay, listen back, Pit. Nice, strong, percussive opening. Yeah, still some cohesive problems listening back. Guys got to play with the brass line, the battery. Nice, strong brass and wind section. Low brass, all the wind elements. It's listen back, lock in, relax battery. Kind of fighting each other. And we're locking back in, but it's taken a number of counts. Okay, we still need to look at some type of, you know, phrasing for them. Good job, winds. Okay, it lined up pretty well, snare. Okay. Good job on the concert bass. I don't know how that got back together, but it did. Make sure we got a point. Great job, winds. Make sure we have a point that we listen back to in the wind section. Okay, good job layering here. Good job there, well done. That lined up. Okay, good job on these files. We move the box across the floor. Field. Hey, good job the last 15 seconds as far as ensemble locking in and communicating. Okay, good pacing here. Nice touch on the shaker. Good balance between percussion and winds. Nice touch on the cymbal, good. Catching the metals. Hey, well done. Band proper. Appreciate the use of the lower body. Okay, these pods work well. Good job getting into the set. Get too quick. Don't get to the apex too quick, okay? Okay, and then back off a little bit for the duet. Good job, trumpets. Well done, tubas. Well done rotating this form, bringing it, marching it around. Good. Catching all the wind dynamics. Okay, good. Good job backing into the form. Okay, nice touch at the end there. Make sure everybody hits the note at the same time. We all hit the right note. Good, well done. That's one of the more musical things you guys do. Good for you. Battery percussion. Just watch where the bells of the horns are pointing, getting into this. Yeah, some discrepancies from snare to tenor to cymbal. Hand cymbals. Thank you. Good job on a hi-hat. Good job, trumpets. Just make sure the 16ths that are crescendoing and diminishing are even hand-to-hand on the xylophone. Yeah, nice punch here. Wins. Okay, take it down a level snare. There you go. It's a little better. Good job rotating this form out. Getting in a solid form here. Good. Pacing as well. Just make sure the appreciate the dynamics. Okay, make sure the little things aren't affecting the sound coming out. So keep working that as far as artistic expression goes. All right, good job here, design wise. Good job with the impacts. Yeah, just make sure. Covered down on the files. That trumpet's very spirited. Yeah, it just fell apart a little bit there at the end between the tenor and the snare. When the things lock in, it's effective from a percussion standpoint. The winds don't have a problem playing and getting their sound across here. Some good moments when it locks in. Nice swell on the cymbal. All right, better attempt at playing under the dynamic here. Good job, trumpets and winds. Backing up. That's significant for you guys. Get to the end of the phrases at the same time. Yeah, just make sure the low and middle brass are interacting musically there for like the last 30 seconds from a communication standpoint. Nice diminuendo and a snare roll. Just make sure we all get to that line at the same time. Good job. Good job on the hits. Battery. Okay, easy. Listen back to the brass. Okay, nice movement here. Well thought out and staged. Okay. Job on the build here. And just make sure we have somewhere to go at the end of the phrase here. We don't peek out at forte. Too soon. All right, guys. But some improvements. Some things are happening better. Some things we still need to work on ensemble-y. Listening back is a major hurdle for the percussion line. My suggestion would be, take them down a level or two, get them to listen back to a certain voice in the opener. That's just something I had the most trouble in. The winds that are moving, trumpets. Pretty solid. Mid-voice seems to be pretty solid as far as saxes. So, there's some good listening points, but I hope my files have been helpful and suggestions help. Wish you guys the best of luck.